All right, next up. Item six, we have a briefing item. George?
Yes, sir. Chairman, Commissioners, for the record, my name is George Rios, Director of Information Technology. This morning's presentation is an update from the briefing given in the August Commission meeting concerning the data center consolidation project. If you recall, this is a huge, complex project that affects a number of state agencies and will have a direct impact on how we deliver technology services. A quick recap on the objectives established by House Bill 1516. The intent of the legislation is to improve technology services while lowering costs. One of the ways to achieve this is by consolidating 31 of the state's larger agency data centers into two. For reference, a data center generally refers to enterprise equipment that is housed in the computer room and the staff required to run those systems. The objectives also call for increased levels of security and disaster recovery capabilities across the board for all state agencies. The Department of Information Resources is responsible for the project, vendor selection, and management of the contract. After an exhaustive procurement process, IBM was awarded the state contract. They are the prime contractor and have established subcontractor agreements with Unisys, Xerox, and CityVos. The contract was signed prior to Thanksgiving break on November 22nd, with services scheduled to begin March 31st. The contract is a 7-year deal with 3 optional year extensions. IBM will provide DCS services from 2 distinct data centers. The Austin data center will be in the new facilities in North Austin, and they will upgrade and leverage the existing data center in San Angelo. Projected savings. The DR projected savings for the state over the 7-year life of the contract was based on the total data center services forecasted for 27 agencies at $1.191 billion, less the cost for outsourcing these services at $1.032 billion, giving the state a projected $159 million in savings over the life of the contract. So over that 7-year period for the state, we'd see $159 million, with an estimated $25 million in savings projected over the next biennium. When we started this process over a year and a half ago, we were very concerned that TPWD may not realize the savings because we run a very efficient and effective IT department. We addressed these concerns with DIR, and they agreed and understood that there may be a handful of agencies they did not see a savings as a result of the contract. At that point, they also agreed that they would work with those agencies to seek legislative appropriation and support for the funds needed. Let's take a look at the numbers here. The annual baseline cost for our existing services are approximately $1.3 million per year. This is the budget amount for fiscal year 08 spending to provide the current services we have. The total cost as a result of the contract to the agency is $2.899 million per year. This will be an annual increase of over $1.5 million of what we currently have budgeted. Based on this cost, we will not see a savings through the execution of this contract. Increased costs for the five-month period this year is estimated at $687,000 over what we currently have budgeted. Please note the cost will vary based on the actual uses of these services. But an increased cost. The costs were not released to the agencies until January 12th so that DR could appropriately notify and update both the governor's office and the legislature of the total cost of the DCS project at the enterprise level and at the agency level. Staff met with DIR last week to discuss our funding shortfall. In short, Interim Executive Director Brian Rawson expressed DIR's commitment to work with us through the legislative appropriation process to seek the additional funding needed to cover the total cost. All of the information has been provided to the Legislative Budget Board. When I put this presentation together, we had not seen the recommendations on what that would be. A few minutes ago, our CFO announced that on House Bill 1 that was released earlier this week, that we were not funded that money, so we have a lot of work ahead of us. The reduction in services. Since we're moving to a consumption-based model, there are a number of areas that we can investigate to help reduce the total cost of the agency. We can reduce the total amount of necessary data storage and tape backup, reduce the number of application services, and lower the service level requirements for non-critical systems. These strategies, among others, will be looked at during the transformation phase of the project. Impact on personnel. 9 positions were identified as part of the consolidation project. The positions are made up of staff in our IT department. 5 of the 9 positions are currently filled. Out of the 5 positions, 4 have been given job offers from IBM and 1 from Unisys. Job offers include a minimum 5% increase in salaries, matching health care benefits with a one-year guaranteed employment. All positions will be located in the Austin area. Their positions with the agency will be transferred to the vendor March 31st. We are in the process of developing an agency startup plan to help identify all activities in preparation for the March commencement date. Understanding the work ahead of us and putting the right people in place is key to the overall success. And finally, we need to identify potential risks early in the process to ensure a seamless transition. We will continue to refine our strategies to deliver the technology services that we have for this agency. This concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Thank you, George. Been busy.
Yep.
Mr. Sherman, Commissioners, I'd like to add just one little comment here that I think is real important to this discussion item, information-wise for you. Thanks to the division managers like George Riss and Al Bingham, Mary Fields, and the folks in our administrative divisions overseen by Mr. McCarty, we truly, and as this particular example points out in real dollars, we truly run a very efficient and effective administrative services group within this organization. This is going to cost us $1 million, you know, a year. It's going to cost somebody $1 million a year. Overall, the savings to the state and all the agencies involved is going to be significant and is a good thing. But I think what it does for us, and you know, if we look at, there's some talk about other consolidation of these kind of services. It's an area that we're going to have to watch on every one of those, which are directed by the ledge with the good intent of saving the state money. But for instance, in Bingham Shop or Mary's Shop, I'm totally convinced that a similar consolidation of services like our information technology services that was done here will cost us money and services and people. So we worked with this one very closely, very carefully. We hope that efficiency and effectiveness is recognized and that we will not actually, that our budgets will be supplemented to cover that loss. But at this point, it is a true loss to our budget.
Any other questions?
Thanks. So that's coming from, no, it's not.